Welcome back to the Panther Press Podcast. I'm Ryan Rose, here with the second episode of Outside the Office. I'm joined by Griffith High School's own principal, Mr. Chance. Today we'll be talking about Mr. Chance and how he is as a principal. So, how's today going?
It's going good, Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, yeah.
Good.
First question, how did your role at GHS change from last year to this year?
Well, I think that was the beauty of what I was doing last year is... The principal at the time, Mr. Miklich, he gave me a lot of responsibilities that mirror actually what I'm doing right now. So as far as what has changed, not much, in all honesty. Obviously, there's the overseeing of just some different things, you know, and the management of our teachers and our different staff members and things like that. But as far as in the building, I'm doing a lot more with our instructional, as an instructional leader in the building, as far as like looking at our data, focusing on attendance data, focusing on discipline data, focusing on our tardies has been a big topic of our point of emphasis for our staff, with our tardy sweeps and everything like that. So, no, I don't know that my role has really changed too much other than just taking the assistant off the front part of the principal. But no, just I think my role is always to support kids and support the teachers that I have coming here every day.
Okay. So you were talking about the numbers. How have the numbers changed from last year to this year? Like, are they higher? Are they lower?
I think as far as discipline, we're right about the same. In all honesty, I was just looking at that, and we're about where we were last year, maybe a little higher in some different areas. But as far as discipline is concerned, it's relatively the same. I can tell you right now, as far as tardies, that's been, like I said, one of our points of emphasis. That has dramatically gotten better. If you come outside the counseling office, we have a bulletin board that our secretaries, Miss Bellamy, Mr. Bobby, and then our assistant principal, Miss Kinney, have kind of created and put out there to display like just how well we're doing. You know, we got to a point in October, right before report cards, where we were looking at our tardies and we just weren't happy with where we were at. So that's where we started to implement some of those tardy sweeps. And we've really revved it up a little bit. Definitely in the second semester, there have been a couple days where we've done it every single day. Talk to teachers, they like it. You got kids who are in the classrooms. It's been pretty cool. I've been at the end I've been at one end of the hallway, and I look down, and I see kids that are running down to the hall so they can get to class on time. So kids can get to class on time. It's obvious. We're seeing those results. But no, I think that's just been that's something that's dramatically changed. I think our attendance has been better this year as well. Mm-hmm. And then we've really put a focus as a staff on our student grades, and we've seen some improvements there as well.
How have you impacted with your staff around you?
How have I impacted you? Like what has my impact been?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a really tough question because I don't. What I try to do every single day is come here and be a support for everyone, you know, whether that's a kid or whether it's a staff. Since you asked about staff, my job as an instructional leader, as the principal, is, you know, I've always been a teacher, right? I've been a teacher for 11 years, technically. That's how long I've been in education. For 6 years, I was the teacher of students. When I got into an administrative role, I became a teacher of teachers, right? And that doesn't mean that I'm teaching them in the same way that I was teaching my students, but it's my job as a instructional leader to facilitate conversations and facilitate ideas and bring different ideas to the plate, make sure everybody's getting the things that they need, and making sure that I'm supportive of everybody. We have a great group of people here that work from the top down. And it's my job to support everybody. And I think one thing that I pride myself on, and I would hope people see, is I'm not above doing anything. You know, there have been plenty of opportunities where we've needed help in the office answering phones, and I've been the one answering phones or answering doors, or I'm in the hallways and picking trash up off the floor. And it's something I take pride in is leading by example. And like I said, I'm not above anything. At the end of the day, I'm just a normal guy. normal person who loves working with kids. I love working at Griffith. I genuinely care about the kids that go to school here, and I genuinely care about the adults that put their heart and soul, pour their heart and soul into their lessons every day.
Okay, cool. So you said you were a teacher and then became an admin. Why did you become an admin from a teacher, and what brought you to GHS?
So I think just over the course of my career, I was a business and computer teacher. So I taught personal finance, I taught intro to computers, I taught college and career readiness. I ultimately taught AP computer science. In my career, my first 3 years, I was solely a teacher, you know, and it was fulfilling. But I just as time went on and as I went into it, I went into a different location. I was actually fortunate enough to get a leadership role as a department leader. Mm-hmm. So I served as a leader for, you know, six or seven people who would not necessarily report to me, but it was my responsibility to make sure that they had, you know, all the information or all the initiatives in order that we were going through as a building. So I think from there, it felt like I was someone who is a natural born leader, I guess. Mm-hmm. I would say. I was fortunate enough to be a varsity athlete in high school for 4 years in soccer and baseball. I was a 4-year captain in both of those areas. I was fortunate enough to get a college scholarship and served as a captain on my baseball squad. From my freshman year. So I think it's just something that I just kind of fell into naturally. Mm-hmm. I think if you ask any of my friends, I think if you ask any of my family, they say, wow, how did you get to the position you're in? Just knowing this kind of how the student I was in school. But it's been just fell right into these roles, you know. And I would say that in my first year, I wasn't as good as I am obviously right now in my sixth year. And when I look 6 years down the road, I will definitely have improved in some areas, because I'm definitely not the best that I could be right now, and I still have a lot to learn.
Yep. Okay. So people have noted that there's more administration and teacher visibility around the school. What impacts has that made? And you made that decision. So.
Yeah. Well, I think ultimately when decisions are made, it's not just me. I think that's the important thing to remember. And we try to include our teachers in our decision making. You know, I have a great group of 11 leaders that lead their departments, but they also come to me and we communicate about different things, and I bring up different questions to them about how things are going in the building and what they need to see differently. So we take some input from them, obviously. But I think the best thing about this place is we're blessed with a really supportive and great administrative team. I would not want to work for anybody other than Leah Dumazich, our superintendent. I would follow that woman into a burning building, no questions asked. And then I'm fortunate to have some of the best administrators working alongside of me. We've got a terrific middle school principal, Ms. Anderson. Mr. Jennings has been here a long time, serves as the assistant principal. He's a wealth of knowledge, and he's a great mentor to me. I've been blessed to be able to bring on Ms. Timberly Kinney as my assistant at the high school. And then Mr. Warros has been an amazing addition to our team as well. So I think when you talk about these decisions and how we get to the point where we have, you know, more visibility in the hallways, I think that's just the work ethic of us and the vision that we have, and our wanting to have a safe building. You know, another person I failed to mention, but it just as equally important is Dan Young, the director of security that we brought on. He's been an amazing presence in the hallway. I think if you guys know who he is, you know exactly why he's a presence in the hallway. Corporal Greist being in the hallway as well, he's been awesome. But I think it's just that decision to keep the building safe and get kids come to school to learn. You know, kids come to school to be in the classrooms. So ultimately that's our goal, and we obviously want people in the hallways to keep eyes out for different situations. You know, we are in a middle school and high school, so there are things that happen, and we do have some situations that do need to be addressed. But when we have adults in those locations, those things seem to fizzle out a little bit quicker. So I think it's just us trying to be a little bit safer.
Okay. So you're, as a father of yourself, how does it help you as a being a principal?
Ooh, that's a good question. I come to school and I lead the same way. I lead our kids the same way that I lead my kids at home. You know, and I've got a 10-year-old, almost 11-year-old. I've got an 8-year-old, and then I've got a 2-year-old. And I think that you would see me doing a lot of the same things at home that I do here. I have high expectations for our kids because I believe and I know that you all can achieve great things. When I go home, whether I'm at my daughter swims and one of my other daughters plays soccer and basketball. Whenever we're in those practice facilities, I'm supportive and I'm pushing them to be the best that they can be. But at the end of the day, I just have a genuine love for my family, and I have a genuine love for the kids and staff here at Griffith High School.
How do you think you're perceived by the student body?
Man, I think you would get some different answers depending on who you talk to, and that's okay. I think that's been, if one of the questions was, what's been the toughest transition for me? So when I was teaching for 6 years, I was relatively well liked. I had good relationships with my students.
Yeah.
I had full class sizes because kids wanted to be in my classroom because they genuinely liked being with me. I was a baseball coach. I had a really close relationship with those kids. When I became an administrator, obviously the job roles changed. And I think when I first came back, one of my roles being discipline, you know, you're gonna make some people upset with some of the decisions that you make. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. So, and I tell kids, it's okay for you to be upset with me. It's my job to enforce the expectations or make sure the expectations are being met. I would hope that you'd have kids who would say I'm fair, because I do treat all the situations fairly. I see everyone as one. I treat everyone the exact same. Like I said, I treat the same way that I would treat my kids. Academics to me is most important. So you definitely see an emphasis on that. I know people are ticked off about advisory. There's a purpose for it, and we may not have gotten it right away, but we'll ultimately keep working to make sure that we are preparing kids for whether it be the next grade level, whether it be for the next class, whether it be for life after high school. So I think I'd be perceived as tough, and that's okay. I characterize that toughness as being, I just have high expectations for our kids.
Yeah. That's about it. Anything else you'd like to add about yourself?
No. I think it's been a really, really awesome year. I love that we're doing this podcast right now. I think it's been a great addition to some of the things that we've been doing. I love the things that our students are doing in the classes with their teachers. And I just think it's been a really, really good year so far. We still have some ways to go, but just really excited to see what you kids are going to do, and excited to ultimately at the end of the year to see our 2024 graduates walk across that stage.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chance, for letting me interview you today. That's the rest for this episode. Be sure to look out for our next episode and listen to other podcasts we have. Thank you for listening, and have a great Panther Day.